The first reading today, we have the wise man Sirach telling us that the way to be able to live our lives is to turn back to the Lord, to be focused on Him. He tells us that we need to hate what God hates. We need to love what God loves. In other words, conform our will to the will of God is really what that comes down to. It's the most difficult thing to do in the spiritual life, to die to our own self. We are absolutely in love with ourselves. We are in love with our own will. Have to remember that it doesn't matter what we do, no matter how fantastically good it is or how horrendous it is, we do it because somehow we think that it's good. You look at people, you can look at your own sins, and you can ask yourself, why did I commit that? Why did I do that horrible thing? Because for some odd reason, you thought at the moment that that looked good. Whatever good reason, good in quotation marks, whatever good reason you had for doing it. And obviously, it's not good. But we convince ourselves of that. And so to be able to say what we want is to conform our will to God's. In our heads, absolutely, that is what we want. But in our hearts, that means I have to let go of my own will. I have to make my will conform to God's will. And I, of course, think my will is perfect, excellent, beyond question. Why would I think my will needs to be conformed to God's will? Again, objectively, all of us will say, yeah, it does need to be. But subjectively, when we're dealing with the stuff inside, we fight it. It's just like what we see with this young man in the gospel. Jesus looks at him with love and says, sell what you have, give to the poor, then come follow me. And the man went away sad. Jesus is saying to you and me, look, Lent is about to start. Die to yourself. Change your will. Yeah, we look at it and say, giving up M&Ms for 6 weeks is pretty easy. Dying to self, quit sinning, loathe what God loathes and love what God loves. It's like, yeah, but I like what I like. And even though we know God's will is absolutely perfect, God wants only the best, still, we've got this weird idea in our heads that what I want is the best. And then we go out and sin. And somehow we say that was the best. And we know it's not. That's what we have to start working toward. If nothing else, at least to begin to pray for it. Because if we can pray for a detachment from our own will and for the grace to be able to conform ourselves to God's will, then internally we can start letting go of some things and start turning our will toward His. But that's the part that's necessary. We all know our weakness. We all know that we've decided here and there to stop doing this and do this other thing instead, and as soon as the temptation is there, we fall flat on our face. And then we renew that and we say, okay, I'm going to do it this time until the temptation is there, and crash we go. And so we see how difficult it is, even in some of those little things. So we want to be able to really start working toward doing exactly what Sirach is telling us to do. Because as he says, to the penitent, God provides a way back. God isn't looking to condemn anybody. God's forgiveness and His mercy is there. But what He wants is for us to really want to grow in holiness. In other words, not just keep confessing the same sins over and over again, which, granted, that's what people do. We are weak in the same areas. We keep doing the same things. But He wants us to make the choice to try to overcome those things, whatever they are in your life. You don't just want to reckon or resign yourself to the idea that, well, I can't do it by yourself. That's true, you can't. With God's help, you can. But not without effort. Not without having to fight against yourself. Remember, Jesus says that the kingdom of God is going to be taken by violence. That doesn't mean an armed group of people is going to overthrow the kingdom of God. Ha! No chance. It means that in order to enter the kingdom of God, you have to do violence to yourself. You have to choose to die to self in order to live for the Lord. We have to make a choice to do His will, which means we're making a choice against what we might want on the natural level. Act in a supernatural way instead of on just a natural level. Again, in our heads, that sounds easy and that sounds really good. It's extremely difficult. Because, like I said, the most difficult thing in the spiritual life is dying to ourself, letting go of our own will. So, like I said, at least start praying for that grace. Whatever area it is that you can see in your life, or if you're like me, whatever areas there are, because there's probably a whole list of them. You can say, okay, take them one at a time. If you try and take all of them on together, you're going to make no progress on anything. Take them one at a time. Start praying. Praying for a hatred for the sin. Praying for the grace to be detached from it. Praying for the grace to want to do the opposite, whatever that is, that God would want us to do. All those kinds of things. So again, we're beginning to turn our hearts. The problem isn't in the head. The problem is in the heart. So it's the will that we have to deal with in this case. So we want to turn our wills to God's will. So if we can start praying for that at least, that's going to get us into that right disposition. And it's going to help us then when it comes time to make those practical determinations, when the temptations come and we're going to have to say, yeah, I'm giving this up, or yeah, well, I'm just going to do what I usually do. That's what's going to help us to say, I'm going to do it God's way. So, some fantastic advice from Sirach. And advice, by the way, that at least at Mass, we almost never will hear. Because usually the eighth week of the year gets totally dropped out. Because Lent has already begun by this time most often. And when Easter comes, we pick up after the eighth week. And so it's a rare year that we actually get to hear this reading. But what a perfect reading right before Lent to be able to get our disposition correct and to really look seriously at what it is that we need to be doing. Start praying for that. Get ourselves in that right disposition so that we can do exactly what He tells us to do. To be able to repent, be able to loathe what God loathes and love what God loves, to be filled with hope for truth, because that's what He tells us we've been chosen for, to do exactly what it is the Church asks of us, to repent of our sins, to return to God with our whole heart and soul and strength.